大家好。
Greetings to all.
今天是我们悔改系列的第三讲。
Today is the third of our series on repentance.
第一讲论到神令死人治罪的工作。
The first was on how God let we know our sin.
我们说我们真是首领生命的起点。
We say that we are at the beginning of our spiritual life.
是神令赦我们治罪。
That's when God teaches us to know our own sins.
没有亲自经历神令这个死人治罪的工作。
If you have not personally experienced God's work to teach you to know sin,
你不会寻求一位要拯救你脱离罪恶的救主。
You would not seek for a saving Lord who will redeem you.
那我们经过神令光照的人。
So those who we have shared the light from God,
知道那是一个深刻的经验。
We have a, such a deep experience.
我们会为自己感到深深的羞愧。
So I personally feel ashamed.
第二讲我们讲到神的恩慈。
So the second on the series, the God's blessings.
神恩慈给我们盼望。
The God's blessings and hope.
他也激发我们感恩的心。
And he expects we have a thankful heart.
今天我们甘心如意地侍奉神。
So today we serve God cheerfully.
没有别的原因。
There's no other reason.
就是因为我们爱他。
Because only because we love Him.
巴不得我们因为神的恩慈的缘故，使我们充满了盼望和感恩。
I can't help that because of God's blessings, so that we're full of thanks and hope.
真的是巴不得神恩待我们，使我们能够。
So we wish God will continue to bless us so that we may please Him all the time.
就像保罗所说的,
Just like Paul said,
然乃基督的爱激励我,
let the love of Christ encourage me.
因为我们想一人集体众人死了, 众人都死了。
Because if one man died for all died.
并且他替众人死, 是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活。来为替他们死而复活的指活。
So he died so that those who will not die but die for the Lord.
对于这样的人
，for those people，
他可能生命软弱，还是有时候会犯罪。
Maybe he is still weak in his life and may commit sins.
但他不会犯罪是不可能的。
But he would not commit sins knowingly.
因为感恩，因为爱。
Because of thanksgiving and love.
那种故意要做神所不喜悦的事的这种思想，在他心中不可能存留。
So the thought of knowingly opposing God will no longer exist in him.
这种盼望脱离罪的辖制的愿望。
So their hope to be delivered from the bondage of sin.
这种因为感恩而决心离弃罪的心智。
Because of their giving thanks to God, so they want to desert sin.
这是我们真实悔改不可缺的要素。
So this is one of the requirements of true repentance.
今天我们提到悔改的另一个要素。
Today we can talk another important element of repentance.
就是对神的畏惧。
So it's the fear of the Lord.
不是那种躲避的奴才式的惧怕。
It's not the kind of fear that you want to avoid God.
乃是那种在你从心之中的渴慕。
It's kind of fear coming from your desire to be with God.
那种深知神的圣洁和他的崇高。
So you know the holiness of God.
和自己的卑微和不洁。
And you know your own uncleanness.
在那样一种巨大的张力之下的一种痛苦中的渴慕。
So in those contrast, so there is a suffering and the seeking.
这也是我们追求神洁的基本原因。
So this is the basic reason why we want to seek to be holy.
今天我们普遍使出了对神的敬畏。
So today we're going to talk about the fear of the Lord.
我自己也为敬畏神祷告很多年。
I have prayed for myself many years to fear God.
但生命中缺乏真实的敬畏神的心。
And in the life, sometimes lacking a true fear.
这从我们生命的方方面面
就是 all different aspects of our life.
我们的一举一动
，every action，
一言一行
，every word， every deed，
都暴露无遗
，so can be exposed.
但我盼望今天借这个题目，神祝福我们。
So I hope God will bless us through today's talk.
使我们在敬畏神的这件事上有真实的突破。
So we will have a breakthrough in our fear of the God.
请大家为我祷告。
Please pray for me.
也为你自己祷告。
And pray for yourself.
我先讲一下这个系列背后的原因。
Let me share with you the background of this.
2002年的时候
，In 2002,
我们有一个信主有六七年的姊妹。
There was a sister who had been a believer for 6 or 7 years.
我们在一起很努力追求有也有四年之久。
We've been together seeking earnestly for almost 4 years.
她问我问题。
And she asked a question.
她说我怎么知道我是得救的？
She said, "How do I know I am saved?"
我因为信主的第一天我就知道我是得救的。
I know I was saved the first day I became a believer.
所以虽然信主八年了。
Even though I've been a believer for 8 years,
我从来没有思考过这个问题。
I have never thought about the question.
所以我也无法回答。
Therefore, I could not answer her.
但是后来我知道。
But later, I realized,
得救的确知是个非常重要的真理。
The reassurance for saving, for being saved, is an important truth.
特别是在拯救人灵魂的神的工人中间。
Especially among those who are spiritual workers for God.
从改教运动的马丁路德因行称义。
It started with the Reformation where Martin Luther talked about we are justified by faith.
加尔文关于神命的工作。
And the talk till the time of Calvin, the time.
到 George Whitehead.
And then we came George Whitehead.
然后到我们在美国的神学家 Jonathan Edwards.
And then there is the theologians in the United States by the name Jonathan Edwards.
他们都得重生，得得救，对什么是神命真实的工作都非常的重视。
They emphasize what is the new life, what is saving, and what is good work.
只是到当今的时代。
Until today.
人只要在饥渴中举手，就有人宣告他已经得救。
If somebody can raise their hands, they can proclaim they're saved.
人要来参加我们的聚会，我们就感到很荣幸。
If somebody come to our gathering, we're very happy.
我们也知道有些人，他们以为来参加我们的聚会是给我们的面子。
We also know some people they think they came to worship with us and they're doing some good to us.
他们不但鄙视我们，也鄙视了我们主救主伟大的。
Not only they despise us, they also despise our Savior.
他们不知道。
They don't know.
好像我们也不晓得。
They think we don't know either.
等待在他们前面，也等待在我们前面的那极其可怕的审判的大人。
They don't know what is waiting ahead of them, like we don't know what is ahead of us, which is the judgment.
让神借着今天的真理，激发我们追求圣洁的心。
May God through the truth today to encourage that we would seeking Him.
也激发我们怜悯我们周围死伤的灵魂
and also give us that we may consider on those who are lost in our midst.
我们来看第一部分，基督审判台前。
I see the first part is called the judgment seat of Christ.
在哥林多前后书
in the first and second Corinthians,
保罗把他的心向我们敞开，给我们看。
Paul opened his heart to us.
其中告诉我们他很多的心智和心态。
He told us many of his attitudes and his knowledge.
使我们可以学习，可以效法。
So that we may learn and imitate him.
在我们今天所读的经文的前一节。
Then the verse before we read today.
保罗告诉我们。
Paul told us.
他说所以无论是志在身内，离开身外，我们离了志向，要得主的喜悦。
Therefore, also we have as our ambition, whether at home or absent, to be pleasing to Him.
这里所以告诉我们，他离这个志向的原因是在前面的五节。
The first five verses before this telling us why he made such an ambition.
就是讲到复活的真理。
He talk about the truth of resurrection.
保罗讲到复活的真理，他也是有一个原因。
There's a reason why Paul spoke of resurrection.
因为在哥林多教会里，被假使徒、被撒旦的差役，用诡诈和暧昧可耻的手法欺骗。
Because the church in Corinth there were false apostles and who were really servants of Satan who had led them astray.
他们不是要把人领到基督面前，使他们对基督成一个称义清洁的心。
They were not leading people to Christ, so they will have a clean heart and to be sanctified.
他们把人由引诱他们跟随他们自己。
So they told those people to follow themselves.
就像保罗在对以弗所是长老所说的，凶暴的豺狼。
It's just like the things that Paul told the elders of Ephesians.
所以他们一切所做的都是外表的事。
So all they did was outward deeds.
笼络人心，彼此吹捧。
They were indifferent of people's hearts.
来高抬自己。
They praise themselves.
反而指责保罗是自吹自擂。
And then they blame Paul as self-boasting.
所以保罗教导哥林多人说，他行事为人是在神面前。
That's why Paul told the people in Corinth that what his behavior, that what his deed,
是在他自己的良心和众人的良心的检查之下。
Is manifest before his own conscience and conscience of others.
他告诉哥林多人，他关心的是那看不见的。
So he told the people in Corinth that he can care about those invisible.
因为那看不见的是永远的。
Because those invisible is permanent.
在这样一个前提之下，他告诉我们这个又可怕又宝贵的真理。
So he told us the precious and yet very frightening truth.
就是复活与审判。
That is the resurrection and judgment.
今天我们来详细地看复活所带来的审判。
Today we're going to look carefully at the judgment that came after resurrection.
我们知道圣经提到有圣徒在基督台前的审判。
We know that God mentioned that the old saints will be judged under the judgment seat of Christ.
也提到在伯瑟大宝座前的审判。
There's a judgment before the great white throne.
两者之间的实践上的关系，今天不是我们所讨论的。
Today we're not going to talk about the relationship in timing between the two judgments.
但我们的经文却提到这两种审判有相同的本质。
And the passage of these two judgments have some same attributes.
在哥林多后书第十章的第五章的第十节的前半部分
，The first half of verse 10 of chapter 5，
他说：“因为我们众人必要在基督的台前显露出来
，For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ。”
这基督的台前就是审判台
，So the seat of Christ is the judgment seat。
神经告诉我们，按照定义，人人都有死后且有审判。
God has told us we all die and there will be death as judgment after that.
死亡我们是司空见惯。
We have seen that.
毫不怀疑，那是我们每一个人的必经之路。
There's no doubt we all shall experience it.
但是如果我们仔细思想我们的生命，
But if we carefully think about our life,
我们的行为证实我们否认死亡这个事实。
Our behavior shows that we deny that.
我们一天到晚行事为人，好像我们要在这个世界上永永远远地活下去。
The way we live our life is if we're going to live here forever.
我们没有充分地花时间来为自己预备面对死亡。
We have not spent the time prepare ourselves how to face death.
也没有仔细地想一想死亡是一件何等怪异的事情。
We have not even spent time to think how death really is.
如果我们每一个死人他们没有发为尘土，
If all the people who died did not become dust,
你能想象从古到今这些所有的死人的骨头要积成什么样的一座高山？
Can you imagine throughout all the ages all the people who died and their skeletons?Is going to accumulate. How high is it going to be?
如果我们思想，我们会想到那是一个何等可怖、可怕、怪异的局面。
if we think, imagine how terrible a sin that might be.
数不清的人在我们前面死了。
The countless people died before us.
从来没有一个回来。
None returned.
没有人告诉我们死亡以后是怎样的结局。
None have told us what it's like after that.
如果主耶稣不在我们有生之年回来。
If our Lord does not return before we die,
我们同时带着在这个地球上有51人。
And there are, how many is it?
500
million?
5
billion?
Yeah.
There's a 5 billion people in this world.
6 billion, okay.
There are 6 billion people.
你能够想象我们的尸骨堆在一起是一个什么样的可怕的情景?
Can you imagine all the 5, 6 billion dead bodies laid up on each other? What it looks like?
如果主耶稣还延迟他的再来,
if Lord delay his coming,
还有多少还没有生将要生到世上的人他们也将面临死亡。
How many people who are yet to be born is going to have to face that?
在这样一个严酷的现实面前,
so in this cruel fact,
我们从哪里去得到安慰?
How can, where are we going to be comforted?
我们一生经营的小产业, 我们的成就,
the things we accumulate, our possessions, our accomplishments,
我们的名声, 我们的金钱, 我们的朋友,
our friends, our money, our reputation,
我们自以为得意的思想, 观点, 理想, 人生哲学, 宗教行为,
the things that we're so happy about, our philosophy, our thoughts,
这些东西能够安慰我们吗?
Can any of those things comfort us?
死亡的这个事实是一些头脑清楚的人悲观失望。
The truth of death, for those who have a clear head, feeling pessimistic.
所以我们总是有些容易出来买狗皮膏药。
So it's easier for us to come to give lip service.
有人说人死于灯灭。
Someone says we die as if just turn off the light.
一了再了。
If you're died, everything is over.
所以今朝有酒今朝醉。
So you got the wine, get drunk today. We have been hurt by that.
虽然我们蒙恩多年,
even though we've been blessed for many years,
多少时候我们行事为人, 和没有信主的人, 没有什么分别,
how often times our deeds is cannot, it's not different from the unbelievers.
好像没有审判这回事,
as if there was no judgment.
好像不知道将来有一天, 我们要在神面前交代清楚, 我们为什么在今天做我们所做的事?
We do not know one day that we have to appear before God to give him an account of all our deeds today.
好像我们不知道审判将带来何等严重的后果。
As if we do not know what serious consequences will come with judgment.
但不管世人怎么想,
but it doesn't matter how we think,
他们怎么行,
how we act,
甚至基督徒怎么想怎么行,
even how believers think and act.
神经告诉我们,
God told us,
神已经定命, 人人都有一死, 死后只有审判。
God has ordained that all shall die and there will be judgment after that.
将来有一天,
there's be a day,
还要交出其中的死人,
the sea will give up all the dead.
死亡和阴间也要交出其中的死人。
So in show there will be taking out the body.
无论大小, 都要站在神的审判宝座前。
Doesn't matter big or small, you all have to stand before God's judgment.
按国人所行的, 接受审判。
To receive judgment according to their own deeds.
那一天, 多少的人将是何等的恐惧。
On that day, how many people shall be so fearful?
因为在宝座上多多审判他们的那一位,
because the one who sat on the judgment seat to judge them,
他的真名现在被他们日复一日地亵渎,
they have been desecrating his name daily now.
爱我们的只为拯救我们, 甘心被人钉在十字架上。
So the Lord who loves us was willingly to be nailed by people on the cross.
他被人藐视, 被人唾弃。
He was despised and deserted by people.
他的真名直到今天还被人侮辱。
Even his precious name are being desecrated today.
但我们蒙恩的人知道他今天仍然活着。
But those who are blessed know that he is still living today.
他是一位活着的救主。
He is a living savior.
他坐在直达高天者的右边, 在我们代求。
So he sat on the right hand of the Most High and prayed for us.
所以保罗向雅典人传福音的时候，论到主耶稣。
So when Paul preached to the Greek, he said about Jesus.
他说主耶稣是神所立定的，要审判活人死人的主。
So he said that Jesus is who God determined to be the judging Lord who will judge all people.
保罗在提摩太书信中也告诉提摩太，主耶稣是将来要审判活人死人的耶稣基督。
So Paul also told Timothy in the letters to Timothy that Lord Jesus shall judge all the dead and all those who are living.
彼得书信也告诉我们，主耶稣称主耶稣为审判活人死人的主。
Peter also said the Lord is the Lord who will judge the dead and the living.
主耶稣自己也亲自告诉我们。
Lord Jesus told us himself.
他说父不审判什么人。
He says, I will judge all people.
来将审判的时权交子，交人尊敬子，如同尊敬父一样。
So when people come, they should respect the Son as if they respect the Father.
不尊敬子的，就是不尊敬差子来的父。
Whoever does not respect the Son shall not does not respect the Father who has sent the Son.
在历史历代都有不尊敬主耶稣的宗教陷害灭亡的人。
But throughout the ages, there are religions which do not respect the Son.
弟兄姐妹。
So brothers and sisters,
愿神帮助我们不要被他们所欺骗陷害。
May God help us not to be deceived by those people.
愿神怜悯我们，凡事真主为大，讨他的喜悦。
May God have mercy on us so that we would respect Him as holy and please.
因为有一天
because there is a day,
你我都要站在主基督的审判台前。
You and I shall all appear before the judgment seat of Christ.
圣经讲到我们众人
，The Bible taught all of us,
就是以后我。
That's mean you and me.
你和我所认识的每一位。
So all those you and I we know.
你我所同在的时代的每一位。
All the contemporaries of yours and mine.
在我们以前死掉的每一位。
And those who died before us.
那将来要生到这个世界上的每一位。
And those who is going to be born in this world.
那在这个世界上衣服不得印，有人前岁后跟来崇拜他的人。
And also there will be people who come before and ask people to follow them.
那些在穷巷僻壤、衣不遮体、食不果腹、目不识丁的穷人。
There are people who they do not have a clothes on their back, there's not food in their mouth, they're poor.
那些品格崇高的，我们所称为的圣人的人。
And also those who are respected, we call them saints.
那些无恶不作的人。
And those who commit all kinds of evil.
每一位。
All of them.
都要站在主基督的审判台上。
Shall appear before Jesus at the judgment seat of Christ.
这里面讲的是必要站在他的台前。
Here says must all appear.
就是说，我们每一个人是身不由己的被带到基督的台前。
So in another word, we all be brought to the Christ without choice.
因为神已经命定必要做成。
Because God has ordained and shall be accomplished.
就是你我即使想不愿意到他的审判台前都不行。
So even though you and I do not want to come, we can't help.
因为神经的内容都是被动语态。
Because here is in the passive tense.
我们可以想象。
We can imagine.
无数活在世上不计后果恶心我受的人。
Those people who live in this world who does all kinds of evil never consider consequences.
从来不关心神怎么看待怎么思想我们的思想言行的人。
Never care about how God think about our words, our deeds.
在那一天他们是何等的不愿意去面对审判。
That day, how they unwilling to face judgment.
但我们又何能获得。
But we have, we can lose, we can gain.
在创造天地万物的主神面前
，In front of the Lord who created the earth and the heaven，
你有千万个不愿意，你也要被带到他的面前。
Even though you are unwilling, you will be brought in front of him，
接受他的审判
，to receive the judgment。
按照定命，人人都有死，死后就有审判。
So there is ordained that we all shall die, and there will be judgment after that。
必无一人能够逃脱
，None will escape。
我们要面临审判，就是我们必定死亡一样的决定。
So we have to face judgment is the reassurance of our death.
但是怜悯我们，现在能够做好准备，面临审判。
So may God have mercy on us. We shall prepare ourselves how to face judgment.
下面我们来谈到主是可畏的。
Now we're going to talk about the terror of the Lord.
神经里面讲到，我们是要在基督台前比较显露出来。
So the Bible says we shall appear before the judgment seat of Christ.
显露出来的意思就是躲住我们一切的抓该。
To appear, that means we shall be exposed.
在威严圣洁的审判的主的面前。
In front the holy judge God who is going to judge us.
在历世历代多于横杀的这些人的面前。
Is throughout the ages, those people in front died before us.
我们生命的真实的本相要暴露无遗。
So the true life of the true of our life shall be exposed.
我们欺瞒他人的伎俩，暗中所行的。
And according to what our deeds.
心命深处的动机都要在光天化日之下，众目睽睽之下暴露出来。
Even the deep secrets and motives of our hearts shall be exposed in the daylight.
我们一张张一件件都要向审判的主交代。
Every behavior we shall give account before the Lord.
再也没有谎言我们可以躲藏。
There's no lie we can hide.
再也没有虚假我们可以藏身。
And there's no evilness, there's no falsehoodness.
弟兄姐妹，
So brothers and sisters,
那是何等痛苦和羞辱的事情。
So how terrible, how shameful that's going to be.
愿主怜悯我们。
May God have mercy on us.
能够脱离我们现在的境况。
So we can be delivered from current situation.
靠他的恩典过一个神迹的生活。
So we can live a holy life according to his mercy.
免得那一天在他的面前满面羞惭。
Lest we shall be shamed before him.
这样的场面，我们想起来就心中感到痛苦。
When you think about this, we can feel hurt in our heart.
但是实际神经告诉我们，被造的没有一样在他面前是不显然的。
But the Bible tells us all those who were created, there's nothing will not be exposed before God.
就说万物在那位与我们有关系的主面前都是赤裸敞开的。
So all things shall be exposed before the Lord.
就在今天，就在现在。
Even today and now.
我们心中一切的隐情，主都知道。
Everything that's hidden in our hearts, our Lord knows.
因为主说他是检查人心、实验人肺腑的神。
So he is the Lord who examines our hearts.
所以保罗在罗马书说，主耶稣是审判人隐秘思的主。
So Paul says that the Lord Jesus is the one who judges our deep.
我们心中的不洁主都知道
the Lord know all our uncleanness
我们的诡诈他一清二楚
He understands all our wickedness
我们心中爱慕对主的爱慕他也知道
He knows in our hearts whether we love him
我们凭着信心要得主喜悦的那种微弱的心直和努力主也知道
He also knowsHow weak our hearts wanting to please him and seeking him.
我们心中的苦都伤害。
All our troubles and sorrows.
我们的爱心与追求。
And our love, our seeking.
主都知道。
God knows.
将来在主的审判台前都要显露出来。
All will be exposed before the judgment seat.
按照我们所行的、所当得的报应、刑罚或者赏赐。
We shall receive the consequences of our words according to our deeds.
在世为人是何等严肃的事情。
So when we live in this world, it's a very serious matter.
巴不得神怜悯我们，在我们中间兴起一群人。
I hope God will have mercy and raise someone in our midst.
趁着还有今日，彼此相搀。
Since there is still today, we can help each other.
竭力追求圣洁。
So we shall work hard diligently toward holiness.
因为对于不圣洁的人
To those who are unholy,
那个大日是何等的可怕
The consequence is terrible.
现在我们来看一下神说守薄按照赏我守薄
Now we're going to see how are we going to receive according to good and bad.
什么样的报应和赏赐会领到我们
So what kind of consequence and a word is going to fall on us?
主耶稣在论才干的比喻是说
When, the Lord Jesus talked about talents,
说了良善忠心的仆人可以进来享受他主人的快乐。
He says, the good and faithful servant shall come and enjoy the joy of his master.
那又恶又懒的仆人要被丢在外面的黑暗里在那里咬牙切齿。
All you evil and wicked servants shall be outside gnashing teeth.
在主耶稣山羊和绵羊的比喻里面
In the parables of the goat and sheep.
他对那些帮助主耶稣行主耶稣最小的一个弟兄的人
So he helped those who have helped the least of our Christ's brothers.
主耶稣称他们为是蒙神赐福的
God, the Lord called them they are blessed.
可以承受那长世以来为他们所预备的国
They can receive the kingdom that's been prepared for them.
得着永生
They shall have eternal life.
那些漠视神儿女的需要的人
Those who are indifferent of the needs of God's children.
被称为诅咒的人
So they will be cursed.
要进入那位魔鬼和他的使者所预备的永火里面
They shall fall into the eternal fire prepared for Satan and His followers.
就是永远的刑罚、灭亡和沉沦。
That's the eternal punishment and eternal perishment.
这是我们想起使徒约翰的忏言是何等的宝贵。
This is why Apostle John is so precious.
他说：“孝子们呐，我们相爱，不要只在言语和舌头上，总要在行为和诚实上。”
He says, "All you little people, do not think about your words and deeds, but only in your
保罗也提到那些辛勤为主做工的
Paul also mentioned those who diligently work for the Lord
将来国人要照自己的功夫得国人的赏赐
So they shall receive their awards according to their efforts
那些知道自己是基督的仆人
Those who know they are servants of Christ
甘心侍奉主
They're willingly serving the Lord
从心里遵循神的旨意的人
They seeking God's will in their hearts
他们将来得主的赏赐
They shall receive a word.
这里面收保有一个意思
The receive has a meaning.
是有一个主动自己主动去接受主的审判的后果
So this is when you're actively receiving God's judgment.
经历神恩典的人知道
For those who are in blessing know
神的审判是何等的可畏
God's judgment is terrible.
将来在审判台前必定有罪
If they will be condemned,Before the judgment seat.
因为仍然沉沦在火湖里面受无穷无尽的痛苦的人
For those who shall suffer in the eternal fire.
他们都要向主耶稣基督持续跪拜
They shall all kneel before our Lord Jesus.
口称他为主
And confess him as the Lord.
虽然他们在世上的时候忘记背离
Even though when they were alive they forgot about the Lord.
不认耶稣基督为主
They did not recognize him as the Lord.
但在审判台前的时候
But before the judgment seat,
他们心悦诚服
they will willingly accept.
承认都是咎由自取
And they also know that they deserve their own punishment.
主动接受了可怕的刑罚
They actively receive the terrible punishment.
巴不得神怜悯来到我们剿匪寻求神的人
May God have mercy on those who seeking God in this church
能够得到恩典
they shall receive the blessings
以免出来将来可怕的沉沦
so they may escape the eternal fall
我们已经看到审判的后果是永远的定旨
we saw the consequence of judgment is eternal condemnation
一个是永远的沉沦
one is eternal fall
在地狱的火湖中受无穷无尽永远的煎熬
Shall serve eternal suffering in hell.
在那里哀哭切齿。
They shall have there be gnashing of teeth.
我深信他们哀哭切齿的原因。
I'm sure I know the reason for their gnashing of teeth.
是因为他们痛恨他们自己是何等的愚妄，以致落到如此的下场。
Because they regret how foolish they were and caused them to have such a terrible consequence.
另一个是永远的俘虏。
The other one is eternal blessing.
与神同在
Be with God.
得着荣耀的身体
They have a glorified body.
与神的儿子相似
And they're just like God's son.
享受与神的交通，
enjoy fellowship with God，
享受不但更多认识神的惊喜和快乐，
enjoy the endless love and the joy for knowing God，
凡是尝过与神在灵里面有真实交通的人，
those who have experienced true communion with God，
那些享受过与神头一起在主里面相交快乐的人，
those who enjoy the fellowship and joy with God's all saints，
他们知道的是何等的有福，
they know how blessed they are，
人生的结局有这样巨大的差别，
such a big difference in the consequence of our life.
我们必须严肃地思考是什么造成这样大的后果。
So we have to seriously consider what has caused such difference.
这里告诉我们是我们本身所行的。
Here it teaches us the reason is our own behavior.
今天我们人生在世。
Today we are still alive.
在我们这个血肉之内。
And we are still working, living.
我们所说的闲话
our behavior，
那些伤害别人背后批评冷淡藐视他人的话，
the words that we use to behind people's back and hurt people，
那些破坏别人名声工作侍奉的话，
the words that we hurt people's reputation， we hurt people's work，
那些不造就人的话，
and those words who cannot edify people，
主耶稣说了，
Our Lord said that
当审判的日子
on the days of judgment
你要字字供出来，
every word shall be exposed，
一字也不能隐藏，
nothing can be hidden，
要在离世离代的人眼前，
we shall live in exposed before people of all ages，
供出来，
we shall expose，
你我昨天说了什么，
doesn't matter what we said，
你我上个星期说了什么，
whatever we have hurt people，
你我去年一年说了些什么，
Whatever we have in our thoughts，
因为我从小到大都说了什么，
Whatever said from little and grow up，
我们敢在光天化日之下大庭广众之中，
Do we dare to be in the broad daylight，
在那些我们所攻击的人眼前再说一遍吗？
Would we dare to say that once again to those we are attacking，
就说要凭我们的话定我们为义，
So the Lord says we shall be judged righteous according to our words，
也要凭我们的话定我们有罪，
also condemn us according to our words，
因为主说，
because the Lord says，
人心里所充满的口里就说出来，
so whatever is in our hearts we shall be spoken，
我们耶稣石头欺哄自己欺哄他人，
so we may deceive ourselves deceive others，
以为我们口中所出的神不所喜悦的闲话不要紧，
we don't think it's important what the things we said in our mouth，
而且自以为意，
and we feeling self-righteous，
但神说了，
but God said，
众人你听从，
everybody knows，
我们是何等样的人，
what kind of people we are，
还有我们所行的，
all the things we did，
保罗说国人所行的善事比要俺所行的在主的赏赐，
Paul said all the good works shall be rewarded by the Lord，
那行不义的他说不义的报应，
and those who are unrighteous shall be punished for their unrighteousness，
还有我们所想的，
All those things we thought，
主说他是检查人随乎心肠的，
The Lord says he examines people's hearts，
他找我们的行为报应我们，
He's going to reward us according to our words，
我们心里深处的动机，
The motivations in our hearts，
我们的让望，
Our desires，
我们的心在哪个地方，
Where our hearts are，
主都清楚，
Our Lord knows，
他找我们心中深处的隐情报应我们，
He's going to punish us according to the hidden thoughts.
我们知道一生之中我们的心浮起了多少的愿望。
We know in our whole lifetime how many desires in our hearts.
我们的头脑有多少的思想。
How many thoughts in our head.
我们的眼目有多少的看见。
How many things have we seen.
我们的嘴巴说了多少的话。
How many words we have spoken?
我们的手做了多少的事？
How many things we've done with our hands?
我们的脚去了多少的地方？
How many places we've been to on our feet?
而结局是如此的严重。
And the consequence is very serious.
我们怎么办？
What can we do?
我们知道善是活神旨意的事。 The good.
We know that God it knows good things and good deeds.
就是违背神旨意的事。
and also the evil things.
在神的神洁的旨意之下，我们所行的恶，岂止多于牛毛？
Under God's will, the things we have done that are bad are many.
按照神经的教导，
the teaching of the Bible,
我们一切的行为都好像我们灵魂的衣服。
All our deeds is like our clothes.
所以神经说，神头所穿的光明洁白的洗马衣。
So the Bible says all the saints wear clean and white linen outer clothes.
那个就是神头所行的义。
Those are the righteousness of the saints.
那我们的行为呢？
How about our behavior?
活出的污秽行为已经穿在我们的灵魂上面。
All the evil deeds already contaminated on our soul.
我们已经显露在这个宇宙之中。
We are already exposed in the universe.
毫无隐藏。
There's no place to hide.
只是我们自己眼瞎。
But we were blind.
我们不知道。
We don't know.
我们犯罪的行为是何等的丑恶。
We don't know our sinful behaviors are how evil they are.
如果我们自不悔改。
If we can repent.
要急救加增污秽。
So cannot continue at evilness.
是何等的苦罪。
Because the evilness brings terrible consequences.
因为我们每天时时刻刻的思想在加在我们就像一个牛身上不断的毛往上长一样。
Because our evil deeds is like the hair on the back of the cow continue to add.
难怪在当将来审判的时候。
That's why during the days of judgment.
那些被咒诅的人。
Those who are cursed.
他们心热诚服。
So they are.因为他们
第一次看到自己是何等的丑恶。
So that's the first time they see how ugly they are.
自己承认不配与神同在。
So they admit they don't deserve to be with God.
我们如何能够逃脱灭亡的命运？
How can we escape eternal perishing?
我们可以确实的说。
We can say that.
没有一个人可以逃生。
No one can escape.
经过基督台前的审判，我们每一个人都会灭亡。
We all will perish after the judgment seat of Christ.
所以保罗称这个审判说是可畏的。
That's why Paul says this judgment is terrible.
但感谢神。
But thanks to God.
因为他的慈爱和怜悯。
Because of his love and mercy.
他从千千万万指定要灭亡的人中间，他拣选了我们中间一些人。
He has chosen some of us among the thousands and thousands of perishing people.
让我们知罪。
So that we know our sin.
赐我们感恩。
So we make it thanks.
教导我们要学习敬畏神。
Teach us how to be fearful of the Lord.
让我们真正的认识福音。
So we truly know the gospel.
信靠耶稣基督。
To trust and obey our Lord Jesus.
就像今天的诗歌所唱的。
Just like what we have seen in the hymns.
蒙他的宝血洗净。
We be cleansed by his precious blood.
因为我们的行为穿在我们的灵魂上是没有办法洗净的。
Because our deeds that contaminate our soul.
唯有主耶稣基督的宝血。
Only through the precious blood of Christ.
所以我们然于靠神的恩惠。
So according to God's mercy,
在世为人,
when we are living in this life,
就像上个星期五我们弟兄所做的见证，做一个新造的人。
Just like the testimony we heard from our brother last Friday night, we become a new person.
因为那个旧人冒出来的人面是污秽的。
Because the old man that was exposed was evil.
保罗讲完了基督台前的审判。
After Paul finished about judgment seat,
他接着就说,
he continued,
我们既知道只是可畏的。
Therefore, knowing the fear of the Lord,
是不是意思就是当我们知道将来要面临着审判的时候，我们应当知道是可畏的事。
It seems he's saying that since we know the future judgment is a terrible thing,
我也石头尽离。
That's what all the disciples shall be fearful.
但我们要真的知道需要神的怜悯。
That leads us to truly know we shall need God's mercy.
我自从读神经以来
s since I start reading the Bible,
我总以为人类的大失败,
I always thought the failure of people,
除了亚当夏娃的执手之功，诞生了整个全人类。
Besides that Adam and Eve, they committed knowingly the sin.
要算以色列人的一念之差,
and also the mistakes of the Israelites.
直到语音,
until today,
以色列人的命运还是在真实生命期和利未记的轴中一轴幅。
So the Israelites continue to live in the blessings and the curses recorded in the Deuteronomy.
这个民族要在亲人和悲惨的反复中打滚。
So this people, they shall always live in blessings and in curse.
直到他们全然归向主的那一日。
Until the day they totally return to the Lord.
这一念之差,
their mistakes,
记载在神亲自向他们颁布十条诫命的时候,
was recorded when God, He personally gave them the commandments.
这在出埃及记第二十章。
So this is recorded in the Exodus chapter 20,
18到19节,
verses 18-19.
我请大家一起来看。
Let's read together.
出埃及记第二十章,
Exodus chapter 20,
18节,
verse 18.
众百姓见雷轰闪电脚声, 山上冒烟，九州法战，冉冉的战鸣。对摩西说：“求你和我们说话，我们必听；不要神和我们说话，恐怕我们死亡。”以色列人的一念之差。
You know, the Israelites, they commit a mistake.
他们不要神向他们亲自说话。
They do not want God to speak to them personally.
神是何等的崇高伟大。
How holy is God?
以色列人如此忘记,
so the Israelites forgot about it.
他们不要神亲自向他说话,
they do not want God to speak to them.
所以他的后代子孙落下了无穷的祸患,
therefore they left all the misery for their offspring.
现在神用神迹奇事带领他们,
even though God many times led them,
现在神从早到晚差遣先知来教导他们,
even though God sent the prophets to teach them,
他们没有学到敬畏神,
they did not learn how to fear the Lord.
常常以身实法,
they often commit mistakes.
因为他们不要神和他们亲自说话,
because they do not want God to speak to them.
心不归向主,
so they do not return their heart to the Lord.
既然已经神的刑罚和审判,
although they have received judgment,
仍然忘记,
and then they still forgot about it.
向神知心不知,
they do not have a true heart toward God.
每次读到旧约，使我心中非常的恐惧。
So every time when I read the Old Testament, it's fearful.
我们和他有什么差别?
How are we different from them?
弟兄姐妹,
so brothers and sisters,
我请你在神面前思想,
so please think before God.
How many? 对不起, 你蒙恩多少年呢?
How many years have you been blessed?
你把神经读了几遍?
How many times have you read the Bible?
你爱慕他的话语吗?
Do you love His words?
你从他的话语中学习过力量吗?
Have you received the strength from His words?
你因他的话语你得过安慰吗?
Have you received comfort in His words?
你因他的话语你受到激励吗?
Have you been encouraged by His words?
你因他的话语而认罪知罪悔改吗?
Have you condemned and repented according to His words?
你因他的话语你心中的渴慕得到满足了吗?
Have you been satisfied by His words?
还是你不要神向你说话?
Or you do not want God to speak to you?
所以你不许读圣经。
Therefore you do not read the Bible.
你要听听道就可以了。
Just hear some sermon before.
参加聚会就不错了。
Just come to the worship is good.
甚至连聚会都不鼓励参加。
Sometimes you don't even come regularly to the worship.
或者你也读圣经。
Maybe you read the Bible.
意思你查考圣经。
That's something you study the Bible.
但你求不到主面前去得生命。
But you do not receive life before the Lord.
只满足于抽象的知识。
All you have is abstract knowledge.
弟兄姐妹,
so brothers and sisters,
我真是盼望我不是, 你们不要以为我是自以为意责备你们。
So So I hope you do not think I am self-righteous to condemn people.
我们既然是一个教会,
since we are one church,
因神恩典,
we become bodies of Christ.
我们是福相需要,
so we need each other.
也一同成长,
we grow together.
如果我们不再祈求, 仰望, 或行进中来到主的面前, 读他的话语,
if we do not think and desire to come to God and study His words,
我们有什么方法会使我们灵性长进呢?
So how can we continue to grow?
我说这话并不是说我已经足够了。
I'm saying that not because I think I have gained.
我常常感到我读经缺乏系统，没有固定的计划。
Oftentimes I feel my reading of Bible lacks a plan or systematic ways.
但偶然弟兄姐妹和我一样的深信。
But I, just like you, I truly believe
读经, 祷告, 遵循神的旨意,
study the Bible, pray, and will follow God's will.
是我们在主里健康成长的方法。
It's the method that we can grow healthily in the Lord.
而且缺一不可。
And we cannot miss any one of it.
唯有接着读经, 祷告,
the only through prayers and study the Bible.
使我们在与神在灵里相遇,
so we can meet in the Lord.
不但经验神在我们身上的工作,
not only we can experience God's work on us.
这样我们才会在知道神是可畏的这个真理上有所进步。
Then we can improve progress in our knowledge of God's fearfulness.
如果我们靠着神的恩典认识到主是可畏的,
if according to God's mercy, we realize the Lord, we should fear the Lord. Then, how we act, how we live, we shall be very careful. Not only in the outward deeds and the words, we also ask God to keep our thoughts and our motives so that we could live a holy life.
如果我们愿意到主面前寻求他的面,
if we're willing to come before Him and seek His face,
主也比较指教我们,
the Lord is willing to teach us.
我想给大家分享一个见证,
so I want to share with you a testimony.
上个星期天晚上,
last Sunday night,
我们有几位弟兄姐妹和国内来的杨弟兄一起分享。
The brothers and sisters share with the brother Yang from Beijing.
有很好的交通。
We had a good fellowship.
我相信是因为大家都在神面前。
I believe we were all in front of the Lord.
所以说法是凭着心里的感动。
And we said according to the move of the Spirit.
但是当杨弟兄提到他剿匪有一件难处的时候,
but when Brother Yang mentioned the difficulties of his church, he says in their church, then the brother and sister, there are difficulties in their marriage.
他比我有智慧,
he is wiser than I am.
他只是求我们纪念祷告这件事情,
he just wants us to remember and pray for this.
但是我柔计划作, 所以大方折辞,
so, but I decided to give him advice.
但是心中受到责备,
but I was blamed in my heart.
所以我意识到我自己是何等时候柔体,
unlike me realize how much I was flesh, belong to the flesh.
何等愚蠢无知,
how stupid I was.
这次我认识到对剿匪的侍奉自以为是、办法多多是神很不喜悦的。
That made me realize if I'm serving the Lord according to what I think I'm right, that is foolish.
我做过不少这样的蠢事。
I have done some of these things.
如果我们中间有人因为讲我轻率的对剿匪的侍奉方式方法高谈阔论过,
if someone thinks I have criticized how our church is behaving,
你也因此受影响没有反思带到主的面前,
and you've been hurt by this and didn't bring everything to the Lord,
我请你原谅,
I ask your forgiveness,
也请你停止,
I also ask you to stop,
因为我们实在担当不起将来的审判,
because we cannot afford the judgment in the future.
我们看第三个部分,
Now we look at the third point.
看人与神和好的职分。
So the ministry of reconciliation.
我们说如果得指是口味的这个真理又不当的认识。
If we do not understand the principle of fear the Lord,
我们非在认识只是口味以后要追求圣洁。
After we realize God is fearful, then we shall seek holiness.
同时我们也必然会使我们对使方的灵魂有更多的关心。
And it also will teach us how to care for the lost soul.
因为我们开始认识到等在他们前面的是何等可怕的结局。
Because we realize how terrible the things are waiting ahead of them.
我们除了爱惜他们的灵魂的心。
Not only we love their soul,
有机会我们就劝他们与神和好。
We shall catch every opportunity to encourage them to reconcile with God.
那我们这个我们就不更多的讨论。
We're not going to continue to talk about this.
我们来看一下今天我们所提到的。
Let's review what we have talked.
将来有神的审判。
In the future, there is the judgment of God.
主耶稣是审判人的主。
Our Lord Jesus is the Lord who judges us.
我们每一个人都要被带到基督的审判台前。
All of us shall be brought to the judgment seat of Christ.
我们活在世上的所思所想所言所行都要被揭露出来。
All our words, our thoughts, our deeds shall be exposed.
我们要把这一切都要向主耶稣交代清楚。
We shall give an account of all this to our Lord.
主要按照我们的言行思想在他神圣立法的衡量之下实行公义公平的审判。
So the Lord is going to exercise his righteous judgment according to all our thoughts, our words, our deeds.
使丧的人要在无限的羞耻中甘心领受无穷无尽的诅咒。
So the lost shall willingly receive the eternal punishment and curse.
得救的人要在无限的喜乐和惊喜中经历永生。
The saved shall enjoy eternal life in great joy.
在这些非比寻常的真理的光中
In the light of truth,
保罗教导我们要以慈悲怜悯为念。
So Paul teaches us we should think about mercy and grace.
对那些没有信从主耶稣的人我们要劝他们与神和好。
For those who are still unbelievers, we shall encourage them to reconcile with God.
以逃避将来无可避免的刑罚。
So they may escape the unavoidable punishment.
但对我们中间蒙神恩典真正得救的人。
I wish all those in our midst who are truly blessed and saved.
圣经告诉我们。
The Bible teaches us.
那开始之功的必要成全。
Those who start the good work shall complete it.
他要保守我们。
He will keep us.
在他面前的时候无可羞愧。
They will, for we shall have no shame in his presence.
让神得荣耀。
May God be glorified.
谢谢大家。
Thank you.